Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Sok the Gemara, Boy Minei Rav Yosef Breid Rav Nechunya and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef Breid Rav Nechunya asked Rav Yehuda the following question. Ma'u she'aniach odom tfilov mitachas mirashoysov. Is a person allowed to place his tefillin? He's sleeping, he's lying down in bed, under his head? Sok the Gemara, tachas miragloysov like mibayle. Now you're doing this for Shmira, obviously. You're doing it because you want to watch it. They shouldn't be robbed or some other reason. So under your feet, for sure, is not a question. That's for sure, bizoyin is forbidden. Kikom Baile, the whole question is only is, tachas merashoysev under his head. My, what's the din? Omalei hocha ma Shmuel. Shmuel said, mutter. It's not just it's mutter, afilu ishto imoy. Even ishto imoy, which means tashmish amito. It's obviously it's going to be kiss with her kiss, or it's going to be under the pillow, so it's covered. But al kaponim, you do it for shmira. He's mechadish even afilu ishtimoy. Second moment, may say the following question: Lo yaniach odem tefilah tachas merag loisof. You're not allowed to place it under your feet, like we said. That's bizoyin. Mishen noig ben berdech bizoyin. Avol, however, menichin tachas merag shoisof. You're allowed to put it under your head. That's not such a bizoyin. It's less of a bizoyin. Vim hoiso ishtoy imoy. But if his wife is with him, then also. So we see clearly from this braisa, not like Shmuel. Then the braisa continues. If let's say it was a separate area, it was higher, three tvachim taller, higher than where your bed is. Or three tvachim lower than where your bed is. Then mutter. We see a braisa clearly not like Shmuel. Even though there's a braisa that's a clear tufta in the Shmuel that says that ishtoy imo it's also hilchas kavose. The halach is like Shmuel. My time is Zokti Gemara. What's the reason? Daf Chavdal Damad Aleph. Kol l'nturinhu tvei odif. Anything that's there in order to watch the tefillin from Bizoyin is more odif. Meaning you're doing it Zokvashi from Shmuel, from Achborim, from Ganovim. It's odif lay from the Bizoyin. It's a Bizoyin after all. L'maisa, it's Ishtar Imoy. But you're doing it L'maisa because of the Bizoyin aspect. So male, it's odif. Now, this is a big yisoid in the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara is saying over here, the Rabbi Yonah asked the question that you're saying that the halacha is like Shmuel, even though there's a tiyufta behedya against him from the Braisa. In fact, the Rabbi Yonah, l'chayra, how do we find that a Braisa that's behedya, not like an Amora, how do we paskin like that? And how can he even argue on a Braisa? So, Zok the Rabbi Yonah, that if the being that the reason is because of Shmira, like the Gemara finishes off, kolin tirunit tvei odif, so then you can paskin even like an Amora connected the Braisa. Others say because Rava was a Basra and Rava was Matcha the Braisa and he paskin like Shmuel. But the Bechonon over here, I brought it with me, the Bechonon in Kovit Shurim in Bava Basra, Tofesh Lamed Gimel, he brings similarly that Kaimlon, Rav, Rabbi Yechon, Aloch, Rabbi Yechon, so Ein etana leyochel lachle kaltanoim bekosher. Zokter bechonon. Ech in that sugi over there. Ech paskinon hochad hilchas a krab neged amishna. Over there it comes out. You paskin rab neged amishna. Similar to over here, like the Benyoni asks, how do you paskin like Shmuel connected the brayso? V'dovez eshalti es kvoid moiri v'rabi agoin nebchaim alevi mibrisk. He asks nebchaim, how is it shaykh in a psak din in kloli al of psak v'heishiv. The BMS Gamma Moira Yesh Bekoichel Lachle Kaltana. Now Moira could argue on the Tana. Or like we say over here, you could pass in Kerek the Braisa. But how do we find a Tufta with Tanoi Lamroi? Usually we find a Tufta from Tanoim Tamaroim, which seems to imply that Amoira cannot argue on the Tana. Who Mishum Damoira in the Choyle Kalatana? He doesn't argue on him. Because Ilo Yoda Divatana, if he would have known the words of the Tana, Lo Yechoyle Kalav, he wouldn't have argued like him. When we say Tufta from a Tana Tamoira, it's because Damoira didn't know about the Tana. Not Pshat, we don't pass it like the Amir, like connect the Tana. If he would have known, of course he would have agreed to him. But if Behedya he knows and he still argues, so the same he said over here. He brings rice from other places, from Yishonim, but that could be the Pshat over here also. According to this Abchonon, the B'chaim, that is how we can paskin. Rava knew Behedya the Braisa, and Rava still paskin. Shmuel did it. But Rava Behedya says, Avakav the Tanya Tiyuf to the Shmuel, Hilsakavose. So that's already the koyach of Kolia Psak, it's out of stereo. Zog the more weiter. From the top. Where do you place it? So we said you're allowed to place it. Tachas Mikashoysov. Where exactly do you place it? Zog the more omer abhiyomi, you're a big kala keses between the mattress and the pillow. Shaloi connect roishoy. but not directly under the head. That's already a bizoyin. Zok the Mara, Vatani Rabchia Manichim Bekoi Vatachim Rashoisov. The Kasha is that it says over here, and Rabchia said that you place it clearly, Tachim Rashoisov. Now it says Koiva, Koiva actually is a kiss, Rashi says, but it says clearly Tachim Rashoisov. And for the Gemara, the mapik le lemusha the koiv lebar. It's talking about that it's extending the tefillin that in the zekel, their nikkah that their blita is extended, not directly under the head. So mele it's taka not shver and it's not a steer to what we said before. Now Tois Rabbi has the kasha vim toim on the top. Ema bekoiv shleged roishoy. Ema bekoiv shloy nek shloy keneged roishoy. What's bichal the kasha? Even though it says tachim rashoysof, maybe that means shloy keneged roishoy mamish. Just like before we said, it says tachim rashoysof, and we're saying now it means that shloy keneged roishoy. So why is that any different than a brisa? Shav a brisa el nami toni tachim rashoysof. Veloy pochim neim shum nebetzin lefrushay shloy keneged roishoy. Veoymer rav dim kein ma'ir bekoiva filu shloy bekoiv nami el shemamino de magra filu keneged roishoy. Kamom kasha lishni de magra beishtoy imoy de boy klibitach klibitzochin. Tayyip wants to mechalik, maybe say that Ishtar Imo is a different din, Kli B'Kli. Okay, Akabonim, that's the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Arichas, he brings out a few Kedushim in this Tayyip. But let's see Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara, Bar Kapora Tzayel hu b'kilte, u'mapik l'mushu navar. Bar Kapora put the tefillin in the kilte, he tied it against the bedpost, so to speak. U'mapik l'mushay in navar. But he made sure that the mursha, the blita of the kesher of the tefillin, would boil it outwardly from the bed and not inwardly, chutzla and not letzad. So the same is said, even can be under or tachas. It really means not directly, and it means facing direction away from you. He placed it on a footstool. He placed the tefillin. And he placed the sudur over it. So once you place the sudur over it, so then there's no problem. It's already covered. Rav told me, Zil icily tefillin, go get my tefillin. And it was a ma'aser Rav. Where did I find it? I found it between the pillow and the mattress, but not mamash directly on the way his head would have been, but shaloi keneged roishoy. And from here I understood the yom tefillah have that it was the yom tefillah. His wife was with him the night before. He wanted to tell me halacha lemaisa that ishtar imoy like Shmuel ishtar imoy is muta tachas mrashoysof shloi keneged roishoy. Zog Rashi yom shetov la ishtoy the havelay lel tashmish the hayneke Shmuel doma afilu ishtar imoy. So that's what he wanted to teach him. Halacha lemaisa mashet zivani laviam loy loy osa ela lelam deini halacha lases maisa kishmuel. He didn't want to tell him directly. My wife was with me last night. No, he told him halacha lemaisa, go to the room, you'll see, and then he understood. Now some points can bring from here. We see this is one of the makoris that yom tefila is a yom of tzorach lifkoi des ishtoy. Simereish mem. It's not a fairish gemara. This is one of the makoris. Zog the gemara. Boy minei Rav Yosef Breid Rav Nechudim Rav Yehuda. Shnayim sheshenim b'mita achas mahu sheze yachzim ponov yikra kishma sheze yachzim ponov yikra kishma. Two people are in a bed together. And in the olden days, a bed means there's no pajamas, they were in a bed together. That's how they slept. Now, could each one turn their backs on each other and read kishma? That's the question. Now, this whole question is a question legabe saying kishma. Saying kishma. Omalei, hochi omai Shmuel. One second. Boim ne'rav Yosef b'gedev nechudim rav Yehuda. Shnam sheshenim b'mita achas. Ma'ar sheze yachas ponav yikra kishma v'ze yachas ponav yikra kishma. Omalei, hochi omai Shmuel. V'afilu yishtimoi. Oh, we just had that a new Shmuel. Shmuel says that it's muta, and it's muta even yishtimoi. When you machze ponav. Maske v'rav Yosef, ishtoi v'loi mi boi acher. Adarabe. When you're telling me Shmuel Paskins, I feel Ishtoi, it seems to imply that Ishtoi is more chomer and it's muta even by Ishtoi. That's not a raya. Punkt verkehrt. Ishtoi is Ishtoi kegufoi. So Ishtoi is easier when it's a question of hihurim over here. It's not a question of, it's a question of hearer. You being maharer, Ishtoi is less of a reason to be maharer. It's Ishtoi kegufoi, it's your wife. So it's not a raya that he said, I feel Ishtoi imoi, that it's muta to say kriyashma if he machs upon him by Ishtoi. Ishtoi is easier. What's a raya to two men that are lying together and that's the, could they say kriyashma if they turn around? Zog the mother. So you don't have this cooler, so to speak. two people that are in one meter. Zeh machs upon a bekeira, zeh machs upon a bekeira. That's one brayse. V'tanya chita, another brayse says, hayoshim b'mita, uvonu v'bnei beisa b'tzidoi. And his children, his family is with him together. Harei zeh lo yikre kriyashma, he should not read kriyashma, elim kein hoiso talis mafsekes b'neyin. Now here, till now we said, turn around. Here we're saying, no, you have to have a talis, that means a cover, a sheet, being mafsik between the Erevs, between b'neyim. But if let's say they were children underage, then mutter. Then there's no problem of here, so then it's mutter. So now the Gemara says as follows. Bishlem el Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that Ishtar v'loimi boy acha ad rabbi, Ishtar kegufoi. Rav Yosef was the one to ask the kasha on Shmuel, meaning that Ishtar is easier, because Ishtar is Ishtar kegufa. So Bishlem el Rav Yosef, loy kasha, you can understand the braisa as follows. Ho be Ishtar, ho be acher, meaning, on the one hand, you have a braisa that says, look, Rashi, Bishlem Rav Yosef Dome Ishtoi Dushai Yaval Acher Loi Mitartu Lamasnisa Hobi Ishtoi Hobi Acher. When it says B'nei Beiso, it's not referring to Ishtoi. So when it says B'nei Beiso, you need to put a cover that's without Ishtoi, because Ishtoi is taka more kal. Ishtoi is kagufoi. When it says that you can just turn around, that's talking about Ishtoi. So according to Rav Yosef, you can be mechalik in the Braisa. Ela Lishmuel, that what? That everyone should be mutter without a talis. It doesn't make a difference. Ishtoi, and it's kol shekin acher, because he says Lomi Boya. So, oibazoi, kasha, how do you understand the braisa? The braisa, why is it mechalik? Here it's with a talis, here it's without a talis. Zog the Gemara, everything should be mutter without a talis. Omaloch Shmuel, Rav Yosef, minicha. According to Rav Yosef, it's also be'etzim shver. Why? V'atanya yoshim b'mito, uvonu v'vnei beisa b'mito, lo yikra kirshma elim kenoise talisim afsekes b'neim. Meaning that even according to Rav Yosef, it's also shver, because we're assuming now that Bnei Beisa means with Ishtoi. That's why. Zog Rashi, Yoshim Amitu Bnei Beisa V'Ishtoi B'chal Beisa. Beisa means with Ishtoi. Zog the Gemara, Ule Rav Yosef Minicha V'Atanya Hoya Yoshim Amitu Bono Bnei Beisa B'mitu, which means Ishtoi too. Lo Yika Kirish Ma'am Keres Talisa Mafsekes B'Neim. So it says clearly by Ishtoi need Mafsekes too. Ela Ma'isa Chameima Ishtoi Le Rav Yosef Tanoi. It's a B'chal Tanoi what the Din Lagabi Ishtoi is. So the didi nami tanoi. So don't ask me kasha on me from the brayse. I hold Ishtar is more kal. He hold Ishtar. I hold Ishtar is more chomer. He holds Ishtar more kal. It's machlokes tanoi. What did Rabbi Ishtar? You can't ask from this brayse, assuming that Bnei Beiso is including an Ishtar in the brayse. Zog the Gemara. Now Tosav here has a gavaldik kasha. By the din of shnayim sheyishenim b'mito, the second Tosav, v'im toima havaloi roya erves atzmoi. So even if you turn around, at the end of the day, lo yiro b'ch erves dover. You can't see yourself naked. Erves dover. V'yesh loimah, she yoytze roish l'chutz. We're talking about that you have a cover, so to speak, and your cover is outside the bed, your head is outside the cover. So you're not roish erves dover. V'ktoiz v'im toimah, there's another din. V'ach libe roish erver, there's a din of liboy, even under the cover. Your lave, your heart cannot be exposed to the erver. V'yesh loimah, the kosova libe roish erver mutter. There's a sheet that holds libe roish erves mutter. That's one teretz. Inami choytzes bebig the keneged liboy. He has some type of belt. He has something that's choytzes between lave and the erva. Bebig doib keneged liboy. So mele, there's a chatzitz even under the cover, below his heart. So it's not liboy is erva. So teretz in the last teretz taka says he brings the Rashi that Ishtar bechal bnei beis. So he says loin here we don't find that usually bnei beis is Ishtar. So teretz says goris the gasino hayosh merita v'Ishtar yishena b'tzidai. Okay, zok demar weiter. Omar Mar, back to the Brisa. Zem machzil ponov bekoira kirshma. So each one turns around his face, his body. Frag the Gemara, if the problem is touching and hirhurim, that's the whole problem. So even though you turn yourself around, bo ika akvois, lemaisi have the backsides touching. So oibazoi, what do you gain by turning around? And to the Gemara, Messiah, Ravhuna, Dom Ravhuna, akvois, aim bemishum erva. There's no erva when it comes to the akvois. Now, looking at Rabbeinu Nissim going over here, right away points out, Agvas, six lines into Rabbeinu Nissim going, Agvas emishum erva hadod itma lebrocha. This referring to is Lagabe saying Kriyashma, saying brochas, then Agvas is not an erva. Avala habit, but to steer. Afila kolshu osala habit. So Avada doesn't mean Agvas, you're allowed to, no erva, you're allowed to look at it. No. It means that when it comes to saying Kriyashma, so then it's like a bracha, it's not a hirurim, or by touching and things like that. Zog die Gemara, lehm ist hier le Ravuna, aber in your right Ravuna, that says, Agnes Emesh Umelva. Why? It states as follows. Ho isha shi yeshevetz v'koitza lo chalosa arumo. When you take off challah, you have to make a bracha. A woman can do this naked. Now, she's sitting down and doing it naked. Now, what's the reason she can do it naked? You can't say a bracha naked. Lo yigam rehavaz dover. Dr. Gemara, the reason is, b'nei shi choyle lechasis poneo bekarka. She can sit down, cross her legs, cover her erva, and memela. That's how she make the bracha. Avaloya ish, a man can't. A man, he can sit down, his erva is going to protrude, he's not going to be able to make a bracha that way. So we see clearly that the problem is only the woman's erva. Mashek, the agvis is not a problem, because you can sit down, you cover your mokum erva, but it's not going to cover the agvis, the back. And so we see that agvis is a riot, that agvis is not an erva, a riot, you can make a bracha even. And then answer the Gemara, Tigma Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, and show you Poneh Teches Bekarka. There's no Raya. We're talking about that she's sitting in a soft spot, she's sitting in sand. So Mela, her whole Agvis is also covered by the sand, by the soft area, by the pillow, whatever it is. So Mela Teches Bekarka, so Mela, there's no Raya, Agvis, Emishum Erva. Now the poiskim can bring a Raya from here. There's a big Nidan in the Beis Yosef, in Simen Ches, that when you make a Birchas HaMitzvahs, you have to stand or not. Do you need Amida Davka? So the Chor, you're making Chalav here. The Gemara says you're making a Bracha, and it's Yesheves. Yesheves, even Teches Paneh Abakaka, but a Kaponim, she's Yesheves. So what happened to this din? So the Magen Avraham says that, he says the biggest story, that Chala is like Shechita. There's no mitzvah kiyumis of taking off Chala. What's Shechita? Shechita is, if you want to have meat, then there's a mitzvah of Shechita. Chala, if you want to have bread, then there's a mitzvah to misakin the Isa. But there's no mitzvah kiyumis. So because it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's only a mitzvah that if you need it, then do it. So the bracha of Shechita is a birchas hashvach. So Mela doesn't fall into the same category, the regular halachas, that birchas hamitzvah is bamida. It's not the regular birchas hamitzvah. Others are choylik, that's a poshet, if you allow to avoid taking off challah and making small batches, like upon him, this is... regular birchas hamitzvah require amida. But this is not a regular birchas hamitzvah, because it's not a regular mitzvah. It's a mitzvah only if you need it. Correct. You can answer that this Gemara is in a situation where you have no choice, so then you do it by yeshiva. Correct. Like a person in a wheelchair. Of course he does be yeshiva. So here it's a situation she's in. Sokti Gemara. Omar Mar. If his children are ktanim, then it's mutter. We said in the bed without a talus. Va'at kama, what's his age? Then it's mutter. Omar Rav Chizda Tinoikas Basholoshonim. A girl under 3 is not royal bias, and then it's mutter. V'yamechod. V'tinik bentation of v'yamechod. Ikeda amri, we learned another memra. Tinoikas is the ages basit alef shon of v'yamechod. V'tinik ben shtemes shon of v'yamechod. Idi v'idi. Both of these shitas, if it's 11 by a girl or 12 by a boy, is at kedei shadayim nechoyne v'sarech tzemeach v'at eryim v'eryo. So we see the erva is only when you're that age, when it's starting to show simonim or godless. So even though before you're godless, obviously if you're godless, you don't need the simonim. But even before it's one of that's the age. But this is really the makor, legabe, the poiskim dan, legabe a girl. From what age do you have to have different hanhogas, like abitznius and everything? Some are machmir from A3 already, like this Gemara says from Gimel. Others, that's Reb Chazon Ish, others held, no, it's really the shear is shadayim nechoyne v'sarech tzomeach, meaning from that zman that it starts, 6 years, 7 years, 9 years, that's when all the halachas of different halachas, halacha l'maisa, that doesn't mean the person can't be noyig more, machmir more, but this is the makar of the two shitas in the poiskim, Ramosh and Chazon Ish, they got to be these different anhogas. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Kahana Rav Ashi, Hosom Omer Rav Afkab de Tufte de Shmuel, even though Hosom, Zog the Ashi, Hosom was the beginning of the Gemara we had. Over there we said, even though it's a tuft on Shmuel, the halach is like Shmuel. Legabe tefillin, megashoysof, yifilu ishti imoy. So he said, hilch sekavose, the Shmuel. Hochamai, what about over here? Zog Rashi, gabi shnaim shemishenim. That we said Shmuel's mutter even by ishti imoy. Do we also compass like the Shmuel over here and this Shmuel? Omalei, otu kule b'chadem achte machtino. Wait, because you have one Shmuel, you pass like him, so you want to pass like all the Shmuels in Shas. What one do with another? They weren't set together. Ela hechad yitma, yitma echad lo, yitma lo yitma. What's one gay to another? When it was said, it was said. When it wasn't, it wasn't. Lemaisa, la halocha, so the Gemara doesn't come out exactly if the halocha is like Shmuel or not, like the second Shmuel. So la halocha is brought down in Simen Ayin Gimel, that by ishtoi, you turn around your body without a hefsek of a talis, like Rav Yosef, that ishto is kegufoi, and by acherim you take need a talis. Zog the Gemara, Omer le Rav Mori le Rav Papa, sal yoytze bebigdoi mahu. If let's say a person has sar, sar we're talking about pubic hair, sar yoytze bebigdoi, is that considered an erva or not for reading Kriya Shema? Kora alei sar sar. So Rashi kolim amabekach. What are you saying? Sar sar. He made. He machta ravek. It's nothing. That's a vada, not a problem. Zog Rashi, the question was only likos kriyash ma knegdo yoloi. Is that considered a problem of kriyash ma? Zog the Gemara weiter. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, tefach bi isha elvo. A tefach of an isha exposed in a mokum that's usually mechusa is an erva. Lemai, what's it referring to? Ilei melasta kule, if we're talking about staring at. For Om Rav Sheshes, loma mona akos tachshitin shabachutz im tachshitin shabifnim. By Mechemes Midyon, we counted different tachshitin that women had on exposed areas, and women had tachshitin on areas that are mechusa. So why would they put together as a kapora that you brought them as an adobe? Why would they put together in one pasuk? Loim l'cho, kolam istaka be'etzbek tana shalisho. If a person stares at an etzbek tana, and the Rambam Nisur Bia, and the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra says, it means you mistaka lehonos boy. If you walk by, there's no issa. We're talking about but if you mistake lehonois be'etzbek tana shalisha by mekomis amagulim kilo mistake b'mokam atoyrif, it's like you mistake b'mokam atoyrif. Oh, now Mishmura brings the b'shem primogodim that even a riyah is osak upon him, but I'm just what was stated in Rambam Shulchanoch now. So what are we saying? Tevach b'isha erva. Ella, Zokti Gemara, what we're referring to is b'ishtoi ulekriyashma. Meaning, a tefach by ishtoi in a mokum that's usually mechusa, when it comes to kriyashma, so meila, it's an erva, and you're not allowed to say kriyashma in front of a place that's usually mechusa by your wife, and it's tefach exposed. Zokti Gemara, Zokti Rashi, loika kriyashma kenegdo. Meaning, a place that's mechusa. Bashega by another person, even less than a tefach, it's also a place that's usually mechusa. By wife, it's totally in a tefach. As I said, behedin ramah, and hagoyz maimonis, v'chulu. Zog di gemorah, omer av chizda, now the gemorah is being moisif. Shoik b'isha erva. Shoik is the thigh. So, Pais can discuss, what do you mean? You just said a tefach b'isha erva, and that's a mokah mechusa. So what are you saying a shoik? Shoik is included. So, some want to say that even if the minig is to be megala the shoik, it's totally minhagim makam mechusa masam megula. Shoik, not everyone has it mechusa. So even if the minig is to megala, a shoik b'isha is also an erva. Others say we're talking about that even the Bach says that even the chiddush is even pochos from a tefach. The shoik is an area that even pochos mi tefach is considered an erva by ishtoi. Zog the Moshe Shenemar Posuk State Gali Shoyk Ivri Nohore Suksiv Togel Avoschov and Kamtir Chaposcho. So it says Loshen Erva by the Shoyk. So you're pointing out very good, because soon the Gemara is going to change over by Sarbi Isha. It's only talking about Listakel, but here Rashi says it's got to be both Shoyk be Eishes Ish Erva Lihistakel. That's one. Bechain be Ishta Lekiyishma for both. Here it's Taka both, but the next Gemara is going to be Meduktik in the Poskim that it's only Legabe Lehenois. Zog the Gemara, Omer Shmuel, Koil be Isha Erva, Koil of an Isha. Now Koil of an Isha means a Koil of Zemer. It doesn't mean Stam hearing her voice talking. Now it's talking about a Koil of Zimra, not speaking. And the Rosh Taka says over here, this is Dafka Legabe. Legabe, listening to her singing for Hano, but not Legabe Kriyashma. And the Torah Taka takes out Koil be Isha Erva Legabe Kriyashma. So the Beis Yosef says, "L'chatchil ish b'machmi for kriyash matu b'kol b'she'erva," and likewise by sign. The next gemara, zok the gemara, "Kol b'she'erva shenema ki kol l'chog v'marich nove." Omer Rav Sheshes, "Sar b'she'erva, a sar and isha." We're talking about a married lady, not a single lady. Single lady sar is not an erva, but a sar by a married lady is an erva. Shenema sarich keeder izim. Sar is a beautiful thing. So if it's described in Shiashim as a beautiful thing, so it's like an erva.
So this again is a machlokes apoiskim legabe. What is this din of sar b'isha erva? The Kesem Mishnah learns up in the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma Paragimal Aluch Tezayin that this is not said legabe the din of sar b'isha erva legabe Kriyashma. It's legabe the din of osel lahonos. You're not to be nene from the sar. Then that's the din erva shaboy. Mashekin legabe kriyashma, it's not said, the din of erva. Others argue, other rishonim argue, and they say that even legabe kriyashma, there's a din of sar b'isha erva. Rav Moshe Kiyadua brings this in his tshuvas, legabe the kula that he had, legabe short mechitzas, at the end of the day, you see the sar of the isha, which is exposed, how do you say kriyashma and tefillah. which is really based on the yisoid of the Aruch HaShulchan, famous Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Ayin Hey. Over there, I'll read the Lashon, over there he's melamed tzchus. He says, it's a terrible thing that people don't cover the hair. But he's mechalik, there's two types of ervas. There's an erva be'etzim, mekoymis ha-mechusim, that the erva is geshaf be'etzim because it's an erva. And then there's an erva that is not be'etzim an erva. It's only an erva vivayt the mokum is mechusa. But vivayt people don't expose it, don't always cover it, and it is exposed. Varaya psulois uncover the hair. So it's a different type of erva. Sabish erva, it's a different type of erva than a regular erva. And that's why he's melamed tzchus. The lashon of the Aruch Shulchan is in Siman Ayin Hey, va'ata boivin etzaveach al pirtzas derenu ba'vinesenu harabim, a terrible thing. She's a shonim rabbis shenifritzu b'nois Yisrael ba'orin zeh v'holchois b'gilu ha'roish v'chol ma shetzok al zeh v'loy le'ezeh v'loy le'hoyel va'ata poshta ha'mespachas shanesuois holchos b'sar yusein k'mo ha'psulois oylonu sh'olse b'yameinu kach. So he's lamenting about this terrible thing that women don't cover the hair. Lamaisi is melamed tzchus on how does a person say Kriya Shema, how does he say brochas in front of women that don't cover the hair. So that he says, Miu al kapon ledina nira shemut lon lispal levorich neged roshein hamegulois came on sheata ruba in hochas kach v'havek kamekoymes hamegulim begufa kumeshkos v'amotcha b'shem ravya kol advarim sheiskanu le'erva dafka b'dovah shein regilas digalas ale besula regila begilusa aloi chashinon deleke hiru v'chemet sheatzleinu gam anesuiz kein memele deleke hiru. So the others argue on this Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishabura Behedya argues and he says even if the derech is to go uncovered, it's be'etzim an erva. And it's also likrois, but lemaisa the Aruch HaShulchan is melamed tzchus, and he's mechalik. There's two types of erva. There's an erva be'etzim, and there's an erva that's only geshafen vivayt. People are mechase it, but this is something that if they're megalit, so then it doesn't. It's not an erva be'etzim. Reb Moshe brings this Aruch HaShulchan, and he says he brings the mamish up getach the sugya like that. He brings a raya from our Gemara. The tshuva is in Or Chaim Aleph Simim and Beis. Zok to Moshe, Lefin is the daiti nira raya gedola that legabe the din of kriyashma and divetera is totally in dark lechasois legabe the sar. He says a raya from our sugya. Mehodu hutz Rav Sheshes bebrochas chav dalet lo ichiach the sar bi sheerva bikro the sarich keeder haizim shukro be divet kabola. Why does the Gemara bring a raya from a pasuk in divet kabola? V'rak misvora ba'alma shume. Can appear as Rashi. Rashi says on Koilach Orev, Midashabeach Krobe Gavo, since the Pesukim Shirshirim talks about the beauty of Koil and of Sahar, Shma Mino Taivahi. So it's a right that it's a Taiva. It's only a Taiva because of Mishabeach in it. But it's not Be'etzim a Taiva. Vamsefektu Moshe, Vamilo Hevi Kro, Duapora Roisha Isha. A woman is not allowed to uncover her hair. There's an issa for an ashes to uncover her hair from a pasuk in the Torah. Upora roish isha. She alfinu mizeh de osa lelech begilu ha-roish. Umitzad zeh umokoim mechusa sh'oisa lasad in erva. So why do we not bring this pasuk? Why do we bring a pasuk in Shir Shirim that says that describes sar as something that's nice? Sar keder izim. So it's a mishabeach l'kro. So shmamen it's a taiva. Why do you bring a pasuk that says that upora roish isha? Zokre Moshe alavadai she'isu leilich megula loy hoya oises asarket in erva. The fact that it's also to go besar megula upor rosh isha doesn't shaf it and make it into an erva. V'lochin hutzach lohavi kodem meshabech lo begavo, but rather you have to bring a posik that describes the beauty of the sar keedre izim. So memela shemizeh shmamino taivi kerepish rashi. So memela it's an issa to be nana from it. It's an issa taiva. So he says, if that's the case, im kein ma'achas sha'af de meshabeach kol begavo lo nesa likros kiyash keneged sar pnuyos shidak lelech pruyos kemfus b'shulchan aruch avad pnuyos he'll have to read kriyash man in front of sar pnuyos like it says b'shulchan aruch alma de tamze eino oiser k'shidak lelech pruyos. So he says so ibezoi, so it even though it's usher to uncover for an ashes ish, it's usher, but it doesn't make it into an erva. V'lochen kevet sh'ata hugle leilich af anesuiz pruyis af shu be'isser. It's also to do so. Eina erva lega b'kirish mev divet Torah. So again, it's only b'shas atchak. He's b'lamet z'chus. But he says, v'lochen b'shas atchak yesh nismach al zeh. However, v'yiri Hashem, yesh lem lahachmir, lahapoich p'neim l'tzad echod, k'sh'oim rim kirish ma, the ideal thing is, a yiri Shemaim should turn his head the other way and not look at the sar when he's saying kirish ma, v'chol seder atvila,
If he can't turn his head wherever he turns, so then yizgu einayim, at least he can close your eyes. The chemet shel atzmon yechon lahachmir ain't a shas atrak lifneim. If you can be mach for yourself, so it's not a shas atrak. But upon him, that's the aside that he says. Like I said, the Mishabura says clearly, and others say that Sar is be'etzim and erva, and it's also to read Kriyashma. But Ramosh is going to, and he brings a raya from our sugya that brings the pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah and the Rashi that says Mishabeach Lakro and not the pasuk of Poro Rosh Isha. So he says that it's a different type of erva, like the Chachamim says, is Bavenisenu Rabim, but it's not a be'etzim deka erva. It's only an erva vivayt yemechasid, but vivayt people are not mechasid, so it's a different type of erva. Like besulois are not mechasid in rosh, and he's melamed tzchus upon him. There's a limud tzchus how people can say kriyashma in front of them. Avada, the right thing he says is to close your eyes and to turn your head. Meaning the chiddush of Moshe is that the issa to be megal roshoy doesn't shaf and doesn't make it into a makom mechusa. What makes it into a makom mechusa is the derech and the regilis to be mechasa the sar. Kaponim by sar, that makes it into a makom mechusa, the regilis. Now the halacha, obviously it should be machmir, like Ramosh himself writes, and it's a chiddush din that he says to be melamed chus. But la halacha, we treat sar bisha'erva. Befrat bizman hazeh, where the derech is yes to be mechasa, so then stam the whole vart falls off lechayre, because it is derech to mechasa. And then it's taka osa medina, like the Mishabura taka says, and that's taka how he fears it. It's taka osa medina, even though women uncover the hair, but we can treat it like sar bisha'erva. Just a moishas melamed chus on the situation if a person has where he has sar of an isha in front of him, how he can still make brochas and say kriyashma based how he learns up the sugya that Rashi brings the pasuk of the Gemara brings the pasuk of Divrei Kabbalah, and Rashi on that says shma mina taivihi, meaning the issa is mitzad the hano, the issa lanois, but not mitzad the kriyashma kaponim. That's how he learns up the sugya, but he himself avale says that the right thing is to turn away your head or to close your eyes. All right, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, by the two dots, Chavdalad, Omid Aleph, six lines from the bottom.